Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, coming live from Jamaica, Montego Bay, and the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational. Yes, such a good place to be this time of year, right before Thanksgiving. Absolutely stunning, gorgeous views and weather. Terrific golf, a great event. The Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational is fantastic. Check out jamaicaproam.com for all the details. We'll give you the sights, the sounds, the flavors of Jamaica and the tournament coming up here over the next couple of hours. Donnie Dawson, who's the tournament chairman and the former deputy director for the Jamaica Tourist Board, he will join us to talk about the vision, where it's at, and the much-needed support that this tournament needs, as well as the tourism whole industry as a whole here in Jamaica needs coming off of COVID, and how you can participate in that. That's coming up. Jose Miraflor, he's the VP of Architecture and Consumer Connections for Cobra Puma Golf. Good old friend Hose is going to join us. He's here. We're going to sit down with him and have a conversation. And Cobra Puma sponsoring this event, which is much appreciated. And then Tom Jaronski, tournament director for Annie's Revenge, the Jamaica Pro-Am, is going to join us with, how you get involved. If you're not here this year, why you want to be here next year. And, of course, America's favorite caddy will be stopping by as well. Bob, everything Irie in Jamaica, man. It's good to be here, huh?
It's wonderful. The weather's been in the mid-80s, which is quite warm here because of the humidity, but the golf has been great. The pool, the beach, everything has been awesome, and we've totally enjoyed the experience of being here for the last couple of days.
A lot of people struggle on the greens. They're a little grainy, a little slower than what you might be used to with this Bermuda. Not this guy's. Casper is the last name, and he's just rolling putts in from everywhere. I didn't see anybody making putts from distance, but Bob made putts from distance.
Well, you know, the thing that's really cool about this event, and it's the experience of being here, staying at a great resort, and then also playing some good golf courses. And you know what? You get to win some prizes, but it's not like you're competing for the grandest things in the world.
Yeah, but that's okay.
That's not okay.
Uber competitive, but it does get your competitive juices going.
Yep.
And you just get out here, get a sweat on, you're in shorts, and you're out here enjoying golf with some incredible views of the Caribbean, love. I mean, this is the place to be. And as I said, everything Irie in Jamaica. We'll get into it all next, plus hit the topics at hand, which are some good ones. Slow play, we got to get rid of it. We'll talk about it next here on Real Golf Radio.
Shop early, save big all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind.
open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob here from Jamaica, Montego Bay, Annie's Revenge. It's the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational, jamaicaproam.com. Here at the Iberostar Grand Hotel here in Rose Hall area. We're just about, 20 minutes from the airport here in Montego Bay, and it's absolutely fantastic. So if you've been here, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you got to come join us next year or come sooner if you want. It's an absolutely beautiful place, all-inclusive. So you can come out, eat whatever you want. There's several different restaurants and, of course, a huge pool complex with cabanas all around that leads right out to the beach with an infinity pool and a swim-up bar. And then, of course, all those cabanas extend out onto this private beach with great sand. The water is super warm and clear. It's just a cool place. Some of the guys we're with went out diving. They said it was beautiful. And the golf courses are just minutes away, which is nice. And you can get out and play some golf. Be back here, spend the afternoon at the pool, drink and eat till your heart's content, and do it all again the next day. So it's a pretty dang good spot to be. But yeah, we'd love to have you join us next year. JamaicaProAm.com. These are some great people, Bob.
Yes.
These people are tremendous. They understand how important it is, how tourism is so important to the island of Jamaica and the economy and all of that. So come. Come see. Come be a part of this thing. And I tell you, I do recommend you coming as part of an event, because you'll be shuttled around, you'll see all the best parts, and all be well taken care of. It's a terrific opportunity.
Yes, and it's easy to get here. It used to be that you would have to stay overnight in like Atlanta or
Miami,
Fort Lauderdale or Miami or something like that. Now you can get here all in one day very easily. I think our travel time was about 7.5 hours from Salt Lake City, which isn't bad, 8 hours. So it's easy to get here. The golf courses are great here in the Montego Bay area. Not only do you have the three that we're playing, but Trial is also there. And it's just fun. It's a great experience to come and play golf here in a Caribbean country and be appreciated that you're here and the people are so giving and supportive of you being here.
I think it's cool that you caddied for your dad here.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, geez.
Was it in the 80s?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it would have been in the latter 80s when he was playing, primarily on the Champions Tour and the Senior Tour at that time. And the LPGA Tour had an event where they played like the top 30 players on each tour, and they paired them up with their counterparts. And then they played the golf tournament for 54 holes. It was really cool.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. All right, speaking of the LPGA Tour, let's talk about it. We got a new schedule out, but before we go to that, I want to talk about this LPGA slow play. Of course, they're playing this final event of the 2024 season, and then, of course, got the 25 season coming out. Yep. And Charlie Hull was asked last week about the slow play thing. And this is what she had to say. I think this is Beth Ann Baldry that is visiting with her. But here's Charlie Hull from the LPGA Tour.
Oh, it's crazy. I said, I'm quite ruthless, but I said, listen, like, you know, if you get three bad timings, like every time is a two-shot penalty. If you have three of them, you lose your tour card instantly. Go back to Key School, because I'm sure that would hurry a lot of people up and they wouldn't want to lose their tour card. So that would kind of kill the slow play, but they'd never do that.
How important of an issue is it, though, out here?
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I feel sorry for the fans, like how slow it is out there, because we were out there for, was it 5 hours and 40 minutes yesterday? Like, we're playing a four ball at home on a hard golf course, and we're rounding 3.5 hours, 4 hours, so it is pretty crazy.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. She said it. Look, you go out four ball back home on a tough golf course, you're 3.5 to 4, and now you're 5.5 to 6 out here, and it's just, it's absolutely brutal. So her she said, look, this is ruthless. But her suggestion is you get a two-shot penalty every time you get a slow time.
Yes.
And if you get three, you lose your card.
Yes.
I mean, she's cutthroat.
Three during the year.
Cutthroat, Bob.
Yeah, cutthroat. And it's, you know what? And it will make players speed up because they understand that their livelihood is in jeopardy. And so that's the difference between what they do or what what she is proposing on the LPGA Tour and what the PGA Tour does. It takes four times before an actual shot is given as a penalty on the PGA Tour. First, there's a warning. Then you're on the clock. Then if you get a bad time, you get a shot. And if you get another bad time, it's a two-shot penalty. Okay, so three or four down the line, and it happens. It needs not to happen. It needs to be penalized a lot quicker and make guys move. Like I said earlier, Lucas Glover said there were five guys when he started the PGA Tour 20 years ago that they knew were slow players. Now there's 50. Okay? And because they aren't penalizing them, or it takes too long to get a penalty, then those guys aren't speeding up.
Well, look, if anybody is a parent out there or has ever owned a dog,
yes.
You can't just sit and threaten.
No.
Because as soon as you threaten and you don't act,
yes,
you lose hand, as Seinfeld says.
Yes.
You lose hand.
Yeah.
You got to keep that upper hand. And if you don't enforce it, then nobody's going to believe you.
Yes.
I see parents sometimes, they just sit and threaten. If you know what, in fact, they'll even threaten ridiculous things. Like, if you do that, you're going to be grounded for a month. You're not going to ground your kid for a month. That's too big of a hassle on you as a parent.
Right.
Right? So, look, I don't want to make this about parenting, but the point is it's completely ineffective what they're doing, okay? Now the PGA Tour has cut the field size. We're going to get into all that, right? It's becoming more exclusive. It's more difficult. Lucas Glover also said they're hiding behind slow play, and he doesn't buy that.
Yep.
He doesn't buy that story. But sticking with slow play before we get to the PGA Tour changes, I'm going to add this little wrinkle to what Charlie Hull said, okay? First of all, I like what she's saying. She's saying if you get it's two-shot penalty for every bad time, and you get three, you're off the tour. I think that might be going a little too far. How about this?
It's ruthless,
how about
like
this?
She said.
She did say it was ruthless, but let me soften it a little. I'm down with the two-shot penalty,
yes.
By the way. That's massive.
Yes.
I say if you get two bad times in an event, you're disqualified. I'll liken this to football. If you get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in football, the one of them is a 15-yard penalty, and they'll note that was that player's first unsportsmanlike penalty. If you get a second one, you're out of the game, okay?
Yep.
The other thing I'm going to go with is targeting. I hate targeting in college football, but when they went to, if it's a targeting call, there's no warning, you're disqualified.
Right.
I hate it, right? I do hate that rule, but I will, but that rule, it was to protect players. I understand what they're doing, and they came down hard-fisted.
Yes.
The PGA Tour hasn't done anything. They've got no fist.
No.
They're just waving air.
Yeah.
So if you did something like an unsportsmanlike where the first one is the penalty, the second one you're disqualified from the tournament. Now, if you get disqualified from three tournaments, I'll take it that. Maybe yes. It's two, but if you get disqualified from three tournaments and that then that's disqualification from the tour, you lose your card, I'm down with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because what it does is it sets a precedence and it lets those guys know that they're not messing around anymore. Okay? If you get a two, the last thing you want in a PGA Tour event is a two-shot penalty.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because it costs you more than just money.
Absolutely.
A fine is just money. But you got two shots. Not only are you losing money, but you're losing position.
Exactly.
You know, FedEx Cup points.
FedEx Cup points.
Status,
exactly.
All that stuff. Yeah.
And the importance is to get into those signature events. And if you lose that status because you got a two-shot penalty and you might miss the cut, or you got a two-shot penalty and, you know, it might knock you down 30 spots at the end of the week, that type of thing, then that's a big deal. Let's say you get two of those in an event and you get disqualified, that's even worse, okay, as far as the PGA Tour and FedEx Cup points and all that kind of thing are concerned. But if that happens to you three events, you haven't learned a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You have not learned a thing.
And that's detrimental to the tour.
So speed up and you will be able to keep your card and you won't get penalties and you have an opportunity to get into signature events and gain more FedEx Cup points. If you don't, then guess what? You're on the outside looking in, and you got to go back to tour school and try to get it on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Woo! I mean, that's some big-time stuff there. But you know what? If you really want to get rid of it, that's what you got to do. And I don't know if they really want to get rid of it, because otherwise they would do something like that.
Yeah, and you know what the problem is that the guys that are on the policy boards and stuff like that don't want to make bad friends with the rest of the rank and file on the PGA Tour.
But I don't know.
So they're not going to implement that kind of stuff because it doesn't get it.
I get it, but I'm going to push back because they just did that.
They just eliminated
a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about what the tour is doing now from going from they've ratified, they've gone ahead and approved the changes we talked about a few weeks ago, but 125 is no longer 125. It's 100.
Yes.
Okay, 101 to 125 are conditional status. So if you want to be on the PGA Tour, it's getting more exclusive and more elite. You got to be inside the top 100.
Yes.
So
to keep your card.
To keep your card, right?
Yep.
Instead of 30 players off the Korn Ferry Tour every year, it's down to 20. Q School, top five, not top five in ties. The four-spot Monday qualifier is only for 144 player fields, and those are going to be very limited with high daylight. Two for 132 player fields and none for 120 player fields. So your opportunity to Monday qualify is almost gone. And then they're going to reduce the field size from 156 to 144 on the max.
Yes,
so they're wanting to keep it in the daylight hours and not push it. But like Lucas said, this is a slow play thing. It's not this. And yet they're calling it slow play.
Yeah.
And what it really is in his mind, is it's an elitist thing. They're catering to these top players.
Yeah, they're masquerading it as slow play, but it's not slow play.
So anyway, we got to get into all of that coming up. But first, we're going to get back to the Jamaica discussion. Donnie Dawson, tournament chairman, joins us next. And hoes from Cobra Puma Golf right here, live from Jamaica. This is Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here at the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am, Annie's Revenge, Montego Bay, Jamaica. And we're joined now by the man who had the vision to start it all. He is the chairman of the tournament of the Jamaica Pro-Am, former deputy director of the Jamaica Tourist Board, and a good friend of ours that we've had a chance to visit with and spend some time with here in Jamaica over the years, Donnie Dawson, joining us right here. Donnie, thanks again for having us. It's good to see you again.
Hey, nice to see you guys. I'm really happy that you could make it down this time, and we're having some fun at the Jamaica Pro-Am. We position this event as perhaps the best Pro-Am event in the Caribbean. The golf is good, the camaraderie is great, and the accommodations here we're at the Iberia Stars is fantastic. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. And you've been, how did you get this started? Like, what was the idea here to be able to make this happen and bring people here to Jamaica?
We wanted to create, people never saw Jamaica as a golf destination. People used to come to Jamaica and play golf. I want them to play golf, come to Jamaica. No, not play golf while in Jamaica, but come to Jamaica to play golf.
Yeah.
So we said, how can we do this? We had first, and positioning golf, we had the Master Classic, which was on ABC back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Then we had the Johnny Walker, which was also on ABC for 3 years. But it never moved the needle. So we thought of, why not go the route of getting the club pro down, see what we have to offer, and inviting their member guests to come down and see it and spread the word back at the country clubs. It started out with a Celebrity Players Tour event, which we had, and that went into after I met up with two gentlemen from Travel Leisure Golf who was running the Ambassador Program. And they were running a program that I was very interested in, which was a Pro-Am event. And so we started out with the Jamaica Pro-Am with Travel and Leisure Golf. And then Travel and Leisure Golf went by the wayside. And we retained Tom Jaronski to run the Jamaica Pro-Am and start our own event. And I dubbed it Annie's Revenge. And we get in the story about Annie Palmer, the White Witch of Rose Hall, etc., etc. Hence the name Annie's Revenge. Her beautiful old great house is up there at Rose Hall. So, hence the name, the Jamaica Pro-Am and his revenge. She'll get her revenge on all you golfers at some point.
I love that.
So the first time I came here, I caddied for my father, Billy Casper, when they played with the LPGA Tour at Trial.
That's correct.
Okay, that was the Masters Classic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the first experience I had in Montego Bay. I caddied for him here a couple of years, and it was really, really cool. Now, Brian and I have had an opportunity to go around the whole country and play golf courses, Trial and Negril, and up in the middle of the country where they have the nine-hole course.
In Mandeval.
And then also in Kingston, and also in Ocho Rios and Settlers Bay, and then back here in the golf courses here in Rose Hall. Rose Hall is amazing, and we love coming back here. So how have Jamaicans accepted the game of golf for the country?
That's a good question. Yeah, we have the Jamaica Golf Association, the JGA, which is very active in promoting golf. We would want more golf because golf is not something that is done in schools here, in high schools. It's more soccer and cricket versus golf. So golf is getting its own foothold, but it's not wide as we'd want. There are two beautiful golf courses in Kingston, the capital city. The Caymanas Golf Course, which is a beautiful 18-hole championship course, and a smaller course is the Constance Spring Golf Course, which is more a country club, old colonial type golf experience. So, you know, we're getting younger people involved. But it's not at the point where we say, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. The Upton Golf Course, which is a Sandals Resort course in Ocho Rios, another beautiful course, country club style course. We just lost one of our golf courses at Runaway Bay. It went by the wayside with developers, you know. Hey, what can I tell you? But we're focused now on this North Coast courses with the White Witch, Cinnamon Hill, Half Moon, and Trial.
Yeah.
That's where our focus is now. So golf is coming back. It's coming back strong. You know, after COVID, the White Witch, unfortunately, was closed for a while. It's now coming back. I just went there today for the first time in a year, and it is really, it brought back a lot of good memories. It's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. One of the most spectacular courses in the Caribbean. It's so different with the mountainous terrains and the different ups and downs and the gullies and the valleys and what have you. And scenery is breathtaking. But golf is taking its time coming back. We were toying with the idea before I retired of looking at a tour to come back at. You mentioned the Master Classic. We're looking at starting with a Korn Ferry type tour event. Come back, bring back television, bring back eyeballs. Because again, I started by saying people don't look at Jamaica as a golf destination as they do the Dominican Republic, Casa de Campo et al. They don't. We've been trying for years to correct that. Because you know, if you go into a room with 20 pros and said, tell me the course in the Caribbean that you know, 90% will raise their hand and say, oh, Tita the Dog, Casa de Campo. We want that to change. And we've been working on that for over the years. It's getting there. It's getting there. So hopefully this Jamaica Pro-Am event that we've been hosting for, 15 years. We took time off for COVID, but it's been 15 years that we've been doing this.
Yep.
And we want to expand. We want to grow it. And we have to grow it. And the more people know about this event, the more we think we can grow it. It's still coming back. And Tom, our tournament director, and I have been talking about some different... The mud is fine. The act structure of it is fine, but what else can we do to get it more promotions going?
That's good stuff. Donnie Dawson joining us here. So when people are thinking of, you said you wanted to change the narrative. So when people are thinking about golf in the Caribbean, how would you describe it? And what's the best way for people to come over? Obviously, come play in the tournament, but we're still a year away. So if somebody wants to come and experience golf before next November, next year for Annie's Revenge, what's the best way to experience golf and get all that booked and come here and enjoy the hospitality of Jamaica?
I love that question, man. Because we are so accessible, air accessible from the United States. We fly out to all major cities nonstop in the Montego Bay. You're going to arrive in Montego Bay, which is on the north coast, not in the Kingston, but in the Montego Bay, and you have access to all the resorts in Montego Bay, only 15 minutes from the airport, and then you go off to Negril in the west and or to Orchard in the east. So Montego Bay is central. The golf courses are right here. If you're coming down to play golf, or if you're just coming out to have a good time. I met a gentleman today, we're the Iberia Star, by the way, and we met a gentleman in the lobby, and he came in with his golf clubs, and everybody said, "Are you here for the golf tournament?" He says, "No, I'm just here to play golf." Mm. And I said, "Oh, fantastic. That is what I want to hear, man. That is what I want to hear." But if people just want to come down and have a great time, great results, good golf, good scuba diving. Some of your folks are out scuba diving. So we have all the resources here. The hospitality in Jamaica is bar none.
Yeah.
Bar none. So I encourage everybody. Air accessibility from all major cities. Your guys are from Salt Lake. Yep. So you have options.
Yeah.
Salt Lake to Atlanta, Salt Lake to Charlotte. You have options.
Yep.
A lot of options to come down and accessibility. All the major airlines fly into Montego Bay. So absolutely no excuse, man.
And this is the best weather, right? We're just starting into the perfect season, huh?
This is gorgeous, eh? Yeah, the last couple of days.
Yeah,
been beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we need some liquid sunshine from now on then. But not now. Next week.
Next week, that's right. Hey, Donnie, thanks again for having us. And what a tremendous event. Annie's Revenge, JamaicaProAm.com is where you can go and check it out. And you guys are doing a fantastic job. We're excited to continue to get more and more people to come down here. We've been fortunate to be a part of this, and we want to share that and have others experience it. Because once you experience it, like Jose Miraflor told us from Cobra Golf, once you experience it, you want to keep coming back.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I mean, yes, please.
Yeah.
Come and check us out. Check on the website. See what we have to offer. And we have some great sponsors in Cobra Puma Golf and Appleton Rum. And so please come and join us. All right?
Thank you. Thanks so much, Donnie. Appreciate it. Good to be with you.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Donnie Dawson joining us. Tournament chairman here at Annie's Revenge Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational. JamaicaProAm.com. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI-1, the most intelligent putter ever created.
Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI-1 are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI-1 putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're here sitting overlooking the Caribbean Sea at the Iberostar Grand as part of the Annie's Revenge, the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am. And sponsoring the event, as we mentioned, is Cobra Golf. And our good friend Jose Miraflor is the Vice President of Architecture and Consumer Connections for Cobra. And he joins us right here. And this is a guy that you have to know that we have known for over 20 years. One of the first interviews that we ever did. And gosh, Jose, it's been a long time. It's great to see you again. But this has got to be like, what, a couple dozen, maybe 20 interviews that we've done over the years?
Yes, we've been together a lot. And by the way, this isn't the Dead Sea. This is the Caribbean.
Do I know? I don't know.
I thought it was the Dead Sea because my swing was dead today.
Oh, I see where you're going. As I say, it doesn't look very dead out there. I was just walking through the ocean and there were some fishes, so it can't be too dead. But hey, thanks for sponsoring the event. You guys have been doing this for a bit, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing this since, I think, 2015, so 9 years. We've been part of Annie's Revenge, and it's such a great event. We love being a part of it, and the people that come here from all over the United States and our staffers, our guests, we bring our top fitting account here, Club Champion, who the top sellers, the 12 top sellers come here with us, and we show them a great time.
So what brought you to be involved with Annie's Revenge and Golf Connections and coming here to Jamaica?
You know, one of our reps, he's no longer with us, but he sponsored this event. He used to come down here and run this event. He told us about it. I met Donnie, who's part of the Jamaican Tourist Board. He is just the absolute man, right? He is the most welcoming person you'll ever meet. And he told us about his dream of bringing people here to Jamaica to have a great golf tournament and just show people what Jamaica's all about. And I got to tell you, I had never been to Jamaica, and my first trip here, I fell in love. And here I am, 9 years later, still coming back, and I don't see us ever going away from this trip.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It is fun. I, you know, most of the time, you're a West Coast guy. A lot of the people that they draw from here in Jamaica is East Coast. Bob and I are out in Utah, so a little bit closer to you on the west side. It's not too bad. I think we had about a 3.5-hour flight to Atlanta and then a 42-hour, 45-minute flight down from Atlanta to Montego Bay. And But when you experience it, this is the way I like to describe it. There's a primitive element to the golf that is kind of charming. It's different, right? I mean, if you come here and you're thinking Monterey Peninsula, it's not that. But it is just pure fun,
silent
and it's
golf.
A fun challenge. Yeah,
it's island golf.
It's island golf. And you'll have some of the best holes in the Caribbean here, but it's not Bandon Dunes. It is not Pebble Beach. It
right.
is not
Hawaii.
You know, it's not Hawaii. It's Caribbean golf, and the courses are, I don't want to say primitive, but they're great golf courses, and you got to golf your ball. And if you don't know how to read grainy greens,
yes.
you are in trouble here, right?
Even when the caddy's like, hit it here, you're like, man, they can make you look pretty silly. How about, okay, this is where we got to go first, okay? What you need to know about Hoes is he is a short game wizard. I mean, this is a guy that's been grinding wedges, making his own wedges, studying the short game for decades. And what is the secret? What is the trick to short game, pitch, chip, flop, whatever, out of Bermuda rough? I mean, it can make you look real silly.
I don't know if I know the answer to that. I can tell you the turf here is what we would call loose compared to where we're from, right? Yeah. So you need to know that when you touch that turf, it's going to eat up your club. So you got to accelerate a little bit. And then when you're on the putting green, if you don't realize the last 4 feet of your putt are going to be influenced by grain, you're missing out. There were a lot of surprised people on the course today saying, I can't believe it broke that way. It looks like it's going uphill. But if the grain's going there, it's going to bring your ball that way.
Yeah. You know, I played in Asia, and it was very similar to that. Played on the Asian tour, and I can remember playing in Indonesia, and the grain would go by virtue of where the mowers went. So you'd get these stripes, and if you were cross grain, it would be weaving back and forth as it got through the hole. So it was really kind of crazy. But tell us what you guys got going at Puma right now, and maybe some of the guys that you have on staff and how they're doing.
Yeah, we have a fantastic year coming up with products. We call it a tsunami year. This year right now, we've launched some black versions of our tour irons out, which are going very well. And then we just launched our brand new Tech and Tech X irons that came out here in November. In January, of course, is when everybody launches. We have some phenomenal products coming out. I can't speak to it because I know you guys are going to put the show out this week. But I got to tell you, we're going to put the golf business ablaze. We're going to show people a new way to custom fit. We're going to show people a different way of thinking about purchasing your drivers and your irons, and I'm very excited. I've been in the business a long time now, and I've been excited a few times about products, but I can truly tell you that this next year there are some products that need people to rethink their choices. Which is great.
So I hear a tsunami. I hear a blaze. I'm trying to put together, you know, what were those little buzzwords? Was he dropping Easter eggs on the show here? So we've got a big old wave coming with a big fireball at the end. I got what you're saying there.
A lot of natural disasters are coming our way in 2025. Hopefully they're just metaphors for me and nothing for real, right?
So to that point, Hoes, like it's tough, right? I mean, the market's tough. There's a lot of great companies out there. Everybody's got their story. One of the things I've learned over the years is, and have a chance to visit with you and with other companies, is your product, first and foremost, has to work. It's got to be good, right? But then you've got to have a compelling story. And some people get on these companies, yours, others, to say, you know, these are stories. But if you don't have a story, there's got to be a reason why a guy wants to pick up a club. And if that little story's in his head and it gives somebody a little bit of confidence, it's working. I don't care what people say, if it's whatever it is. But golf is so mental, that's a big part of it. So what do you do? How do you differentiate? And I know you've got something you can't really talk about, but generally speaking, how do you tell that story to everyday golfer?
I totally agree with you. And I think this product next year, and I can say this out loud and not get in trouble, we're known for some of the fastest drivers that people get to hit. And we're going to continue with that. It always starts with performance. If you don't have that innovation and performance that makes your product stand out in a fit bay, you're not going to do well. It doesn't matter what kind of story you can tell. As far as a story this year, I think the fastest, most fittable drivers that you can purchase is going to be very relevant. And I think when you look at our products this year and the performance of the drivers and then the way that you can tune them, you know, some of the research today says that 82% of golfers who will purchase their next driver plan to be fitted for it.
82%. That is a massive flip from what, even 10 years ago?
10 years ago, you're probably down in the 60s.
Wow.
Most recently was like 74. But according to surveys surveys that are being done today, more people are thinking about getting their driver fitted to them before they buy. What does that mean? Does that mean just changing the loft, changing a lie angle, or maybe changing a shaft? It could mean all that. And what's great about our next product line, it is going to be that.
So you are VP of architecture. What is architecture as far as Cobra? And does that include like engineering and that kind of thing? Or do you have people that help you with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Architecture means for me, I'm the guy who's a marketing guy by trade, but I've been to China so many times. I've seen how products are made. So the engineers trust me as one of the guys. I'm one of four people at Cobra that decide the fate or the direction of our product. So I work with head of innovation, which is Mike Yagley, head of R&D, which is Tom Olsavsky, and head of design, which is Doug Roberts. And the four of us really are cooking up products. We're working on 2026 right now already. Yeah. And actually, we're halfway... We're mostly done with 26, and we're already looking at 27 innovations. So that's how far ahead we try to be. I know Yagley in innovation has stuff that he wants to show me for 28 and 29, but I get to be that commercial guy that says, I think this can go with that, and it's going to be a great product. It's a fun job.
Jose Miraflor, Cobra Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio in Jamaica, the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am, Annie's Revenge, sponsored by Cobra. So... I think a lot of people in the back of their mind would say, if you already have that innovation, if you know it's going to be that good in 28 and 29, why not just release it now in 25? I assume there's a process. Like, just because you know that innovation might be there, you can't just wave a magic wand and poof, there it is, huh?
Yeah, most people don't understand that it actually takes 2 years to bring a product to life. Mm. From inception and innovation all the way through shipping it into marketplace, I run the team that does product management, and it takes that long. So even though we're looking at 27 innovation and 28 innovation, it's an innovation that they're testing and they're breaking and they're fixing and breaking and fixing. It's always that fun thing of, okay, we're making sure that it works and we're making sure that it can be done. And then we pull the trigger just 2 years before it goes and say, this is it.
3D printing is something you guys do. I saw, at least according on the putters especially. How is that going? And do you think that there's a future in 3D printing versus, you know, the forging and the different processes, the casts and all that stuff?
I absolutely think that 3D printing is the age of the future. It's expensive right now. Our 3D printed irons were worth $3,000 for a prototype iron, one of 500. We have 3D printed putters that are very expensive as well. As that price goes down, I think it'll become more mainstream. But for right now, we are creating some groundbreaking stuff with our tour players utilizing 3D printed products to make sure that the product is perfect for them.
Hmm. So you mentioned tour players. We all know Ricky Fowler carries the banner for Cobra Puma Golf. Who are some of the other guys that you have on your staff that you're excited about as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have Ricky Fowler. We have Gary Woodland, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. She says she's semi-retiring, but Lexi Thompson is going to probably play 8 to 10 events still next year. So you're going to see her beautiful face and her great game out there. We have there's a brand new player that I can't announce yet because it's before the new year. But let's say we have one of the top 20 players coming on board with us. We have a great player who just won 3 events on the DP World Tour, and Jesper Svensson, he'll be coming over to the United States. And we actually have a couple college players that are going through Q School right now that we think are going to be the next Rickies in golf. Mm. And so we're very excited about who we have as part of our ambassadors and part of our tour staff, and we think that they can move the needle.
The tour is a bit of a mess these days with LIV and with all the different things going on, and there's announcements this week that they're going from 125 down to 100, and some people aren't happy about that. There's a lot of stuff. It feels like, Bob and I do the show, we've talked about this, that maybe the fans are getting a little bit tired of all the business end of stuff. That said, how important is tour still with the marketing efforts for golf manufacturers?
In my opinion, the tour is still the place where you can share and show that your product is played by the best players in the world. And we all know that tour staffers are paid to play parks, but still, in that, they don't have to choose your company to play for. Mm. So when they choose your company to go for, there's people competing for, like this player we're going to announce this year. There were three companies competing for him, and we were able to show him with our performance of our products, the way we do business, the casuality of our company, the way we have fun in everything we do. I remember him coming to our photo shoot this year just a couple weeks ago, and he said, the company I was with before, they never allowed me to be with these other players. I was always, we were always separated from each other, and you guys make it so accepting for all players to be together. It was fun to be part of it, and you know, to have a photo shoot where everybody's laughing and having a good time, and be able to shoot a commercial that way, it shows what our brand is about. It's inclusive, it's game enjoyment, and super fun.
So we know about Cobra and we know about the equipment and that kind of thing, but tell us a little bit about Puma and what they're doing as far as their design and that type of thing for clothing and foot apparel.
Yeah, Puma Golf is so strong. I mean, we have some great designers inside. You guys have seen some really great, comfortable materials. Not as only performance, but it's comfortable. And I think that's the key. Over the years, we've had performance materials that wick away moisture, but hasn't been the type of material you want to wear all day. And I think Puma leads in that. You're looking at the utility box of material and how it works, not only for fashion, but for performance. I think that's the ultimate blend of both of those two is Puma Golf. And when you talk about the shoes, I mean, we're talking about people that walk all day long and play golf, right? It has to be comfortable for them. It has to give them the support they need, but also give them the comfort that they need. And that's something that I think that's one of our strengths, and that's why Puma Golf does so well.
Hose, you're the best, man. It's good to be with you. It's so good to see you again. And hey, what a better place to reconnect than right here in Montego Bay, Jamaica, huh?
What a great reunion. It was so great to see you last night and to be able to do this show with you guys today. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, let's do this again. It's always fun just talking equipment and golf. And I'm anxious. So we've got, let's see, we got Tidal Wave, we got Tsunami, Blaze, and I think, oh, man, Fastest. We got Fastest in there,
yeah,
too.
Fastest, most
yeah,
fittable.
Most fittable. So, I mean, put that all together, see what kind of puzzle. I mean, if this was a Taylor Swift audience, they would be coming up with all kinds of things. You know, I mean, I've lived it with my daughter for the last, like, 3 years of this Eras Tour. So now we can golf geek out the way that the Swifties geek out on what is it the Cobra's coming out with. Let us know what you think at Real Golf. Hit up Hose on there as well, and we'll post this. But, yeah, anxious to see what comes out at the first of the year. You're a good dude, man. We appreciate it. Good to
Thanks,
be with you.
Guys. Great to be with you guys.
All right, stay tuned. The Back Nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Cleveland Browns plowed their way to a win over the Steelers in some heavy snow to kick off Week 12 of the NFL. In that big AFC North matchup, Browns running back Nick Chubb rushed for 59 yards and had two touchdowns. Pittsburgh snaps their five-game winning streak but still remains atop of the pack in the AFC North. Cleveland taking home a W 24-19. On the NBA scoreboard, the Hornets sneak past the Pistons in overtime 123-121. Raptors got it done against the Timberwolves 110-105. Spurs win big over the Jazz 126-118. And the Lakers losing at home to the Magic in a close one. Magic win 119-118. Start your engines. Formula One is back and will take place on Sunday at the Las Vegas Street Circuit. Red Bull driver Max Verstappen currently sits in the number one spot in driver standings and is in the hunt for his fourth F1 World Championship. However, you can't sleep on Lewis Hamilton, who has logged the fastest time on the Las Vegas track so far. If you want more sports content and to stay up to date on all things sports, make sure you head on over to Instagram and type in at Sports Overnight America and hit that follow button. Be sure to also visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sport Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. You're standing over a 3-foot putt. Over the last four decades of playing golf, these have been automatic for you. The sun rises in the east, and you make 3-foot putts. All of a sudden, you yank one left. Okay, no one is perfect. Then another. Okay, sometimes we just fight certain clubs in our bags for a few rounds. Your next time out is a disaster. Short putts missed left and many 3-putts. Now it's in your head and you're headed to your pro for a lesson. Welcome to Justin Tucker's world. A certain Hall of Fame kicker, he is going through a nightmare season for the Baltimore Ravens, one like he has never experienced. And what is adding salt to the wound is the misses are costing the Ravens wins in a race for the AFC North title. Tucker's own answers to the problem seem to infer a short-term issue. He was quick to point out the condition of Acrisure Stadium, home of the Steelers, for his misses in last Sunday's deflating loss. Pitt had hosted Clemson the day before on the Kentucky Bluegrass Field there, but all of his misses, including Sunday's, had the same flight path, wide left. To Tucker's credit, he hasn't thrown any of his teammates under the bus, but maybe it's time for the media to try to piece this together. What has changed over the past 2 to 3 seasons that has a kicker who has averaged better than 93% accuracy from 2016 to 2021 starting to descend into the 80s the last 2 seasons and is now, this season, second to last in the NFL at 72.7%? Well, Jordan Stout replaced Sam Cook as the holder in 2022. While Morgan Cox, center and long snapper, left for Tennessee. Tucker needs to reinvent himself and solve the wide lefts quickly, or it'll be early exit stage left for the Ravens in the playoffs, assuming they get there. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yes, here we are in Jamaica for the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational. Welcome into the back nine. It's hour number 2 of the show, and we thank you for joining us from Montego Bay. I'll tell you what, this time of year, as we're just approaching the cold, dark winter months, it is nice to be sitting here overlooking the Caribbean Sea, the blue sky, the blue carpet ocean out there.
It's been hot, too, man.
I'm not complaining.
85 degrees, and I'm not complaining is exactly right.
We had a fun hour number 1. Donnie Dawson, the tournament chairman. He was a former deputy director of the Jamaica Tourist Board and the founder of this event. He joined us in hour number 1. Jose Miraflor, VP of Architecture and Consumer Connections for Cobra Puma Golf, is sponsoring this event. He was with us, and it's so good to see our old friend Jose, and he joined us in hour number 1. So if you missed any part of it, at Real Golf is the X handle, and you can jump out there. You can also download us wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Dave Glauser producing. He's Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Good to be with you. As I mentioned, Tom Jaronski coming up later this hour. Tournament director plus America's favorite caddy will stop by and we'll get his thoughts. We've got the final event in the fall series on the PGA Tour. We've also got the CME Tour Championship on the ladies tour that the LPGA that's playing this week. So we'll get you up to date on those and talk about some of these rules that have been changed on the PGA Tour, how that affects and how we feel about that. Because, in some ways, you'd say, hey, this is going to be better because it's going to be more elite. It's going to make opportunities for the best players to want to play more events. I just don't know if I buy that. Second, they're saying it's to help a slow play issue. Not sure that that's the right answer or solution for that problem.
Yeah.
Any good solution is a good solution to that problem, but we'll talk about those two things for sure.
Yeah, and Lucas Glover came out and was very vocal about what is going on and his feeling about the PGA Tour. There's 200 guys on tour that are that have membership and that can play on the PGA Tour right now. And he said by narrowing it down this much more, you're not giving guys opportunities to play. It used to be that they talked about opportunities to play more than they talked about slow play. And that's been a problem. A handful of guys when he joined the tour 20 years ago, and now there's 50 guys that are really struggling with slow play.
Well, it's an issue. We got the British amateur that gets penalized after making it on the DP World Tour in his first event. So yep. It's a learned behavior. We'll talk about that and much more next from Jamaica. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Build-Up at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Remember to go to blackdesertresort.com. Preview stay period is open right now. You can get great rates and go experience Black Desert while construction is still continuing. But there are rooms that are open and available, restaurants that are open. The golf course is certainly open, as you saw as it hosted the PGA Tour's Black Desert Championship. Take advantage of this opportunity and go check out and play Black Desert at Black Desert Resort. .com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are still available as well if you want to check in on those. BlackDesertResort.com. We appreciate you joining us. We mentioned a couple of final events. You've got the fall finish finishing up right now on the PGA Tour with a lot of implications as it relates to where guys will be starting next year, and it's going to get even tighter. You also have the CME Group Tour Championship on the LPGA Tour, and I'm just excited. Anytime Nelly's in contention, I'm there for it. So Nelly with a Friday 66 to rock it up into contention, coming off of a win last week, her seventh on the season. Go, Nelly, go. Let's see what happens over the weekend. But, a lot of good things. Patrick Fishburne from Utah, the rookie on the PGA Tour, leading out there at St. Simon's Island. So here's the situation. We've got the tour comes out, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, but they have now, the board and everything, ratified the changes. So here's what we're looking at, Bob. 125 is now 100.
Correct.
So now 101 to 125 on the money list, or the FedEx Cup standings as it is. That's your conditional status.
Correct.
Where before it was 125 to 150, 126 to 150. So you dropped 25 spots there. 34 Korn Ferry Tour cards are now down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Making it even more difficult to advance. Q School, top five, eliminated the and ties. So you go to Q School, you got to be top five. So that means there's likely playoffs for that fifth spot.
Correct.
Because they're not taking five and ties.
Absolutely.
The four-spot Monday qualifiers with only 144-player field. So anything that's less, and I don't think you're going to see very many 144-player fields anymore because they have dropped the 156 down to 144, so it's only the ones in the middle of the summer with lots of daylight.
Correct.
You get still four spot there, but if you've got the 132, you only get two spots, and then if it's a 120-player field, there's no Monday qualifying opportunities.
None.
And so that's where you start looking. Okay, smaller fields, fewer opportunities to advance, and we're only going to keep 100 instead of 125 with full status. Man, this thing is becoming elite. And so a lot of people are saying, look, this is in response to LIV Golf. All of a sudden, we want to make it more exclusive. We're going to create more opportunities. This is going to be a better product if we have the stars playing more often. Okay, in theory, that sounds great. But the idea that if it's smaller fields and fewer players that can get in and out of the tour,
yeah,
that the stars will play more?
Yeah.
That's the part where I'm having a huge disconnect on.
Yeah, and that's not what's going to happen. The stars are going to play the signature events.
Thank you.
Okay? They're going to play the Players' Championship. They're going to play all the majors. They're going to play the playoffs and the Tour Championship. That's what the stars are going to play. The best players in the world are going to play those events.
And they're going to sprinkle in a few others.
And may sprinkle in a few others.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So here's my question. You start eliminating all these guys that now you got conditional guys that are going to get more, you know, they're going to be playing because, and on conditional status.
Right.
Does that make it more competitive? What's the angle there?
Because they're going to be playing anyway. So why did they narrow it down?
Again, it feels like they're appeasing somebody. And that's what Lucas Glover is contending.
Right.
There's six guys, seven guys, and you can think of who they are. They're trying to keep them going to live by making the tour more exclusive and more money for them.
Right, and they're thinking they can do that by appeasing them. And, you know, probably one of the ones that's most vocal, the one that was carrying the torch for the PGA Tour initially, was Rory McIlroy. So maybe he's the one that is saying, you know, we need to cut it down. We need to have smaller fields. He has said this. You know, and then they throw in, well, it's slow play and it's, you know, and if we have less in the field, then we'll be able to get done and that kind of thing. But you know what? That's not true because the amount of players that you have in the field, they'll just adjust to what the field is and they're going to play slow no matter what. If the PGA doesn't do anything to keep them from playing slow and they've got to make an impact on it and not have four layers of things happening before they ever penalize or fine or anything a guy on the PGA Tour.
Four layers of insulation before you actually get penalized.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
If I'm hearing what you're saying, you're telling me that the players, it's because there's fewer guys in the field giving them more daylight to finish, that they're going to now comfortably take advantage of that and it's actually going to propagate slow play?
Absolutely they will.
Come on, I hope
absolutely
that's, I really hope
will.
That's not true.
No, it's true, okay? So what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up going from 144 down to 132, and then if that takes too long, they're going to drop it down to 120 again, and there's going to be less guys playing the whole time.
So we're just going to concede it's going to take 5.5-6 hours, so we'll just go with the number of players that can play 6-hour rounds and still get it in daylight.
It's crazy. So tell the story about the kid in That's the British amateur.
I think we're going to jump to slow play here. So the British, a part of all this, Lucas Glover says he doesn't believe that it's a slow play issue.
No.
What you're telling me is it's presenting a way to fit the broadcast window in, but
yes.
Doesn't necessarily address the problem.
Yes.
I like that. And what I see is a British amateur champ who, by the way, gave up his spot in Augusta again. So they've got two of the amateurs that got exemptions.
Yes.
That went for the money, the pro money, and skipped their invitation to Augusta, which is interesting. That shows you where the focus is for players today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up money. Which, again, I'm not faulting people. It's a business, what you do. But his very first event, he gets three bad times and he gets a two-shot. He gets a penalized.
Unbelievable.
In his very first pro event.
First event.
So what I take away from that is this is learned behavior.
Yeah.
When you have the first guy coming out on tour, rookie, hey, Rook, you're in the big boy circuit, you pick it up, you freaking hit your shot. He took 130 seconds to hit his approach, more than three times the allowable amount of time that you have to hit your shot.
Right.
So 130 seconds to hit his approach. Bob, that's learned behavior. And if you don't think it's learned behavior, you're fooling yourself. When I saw Tiger over a couple of years, I used to watch him, and he would get stuck and flip at it. He would let his driver go, and it would land on the ground behind him. I had never let go of my driver before, and then I developed that bad habit. And I still do it. I try not to, but every once in a while, I get ticked off, and I flick it, and I let it drop behind me. I would have never done that if I hadn't watched Tiger do that. It's not Tiger's fault. My point is we mimic guys that we see.
Right.
And that we're watching.
Right.
And so now you've got the youngest players out there that are learning all of the habits that these seasoned pros have that basically perpetuates playing slowly.
And they see that the PGA Tour does nothing and the DP World Tour does nothing.
Yeah.
And the tours do nothing. And they say, okay, it's fine. Everybody else is doing it. What they need to do is they need to get the guys who are the fastest players on tour to mentor the new guys that are coming on the PGA Tour and say, you better not do that out here. Or guess what? You're going to be penalized sooner. And you have an opportunity to be disqualified if you keep doing it.
100%. Going back to what Charlie Hull said, I mean, this was her suggestion out on the LPGA Tour.
Oh, it's crazy. I said, I'm quite ruthless, but I said, listen, like, you know, if you get three bad timings, like every time is a two-shot penalty, if you have three of them, you lose your tour card instantly. Go back to key school, because I'm sure that would hurry a lot of people up and they wouldn't want to lose their tour card. So that would kind of kill the slow play, but they'd never do that.
Yeah, so she said they would never do that. But what she is saying is, every time you get a bad time, it's a two-shot penalty.
Right.
I think the DP World Tour guy only got a one-shot penalty.
One-shot penalty.
So two-shot penalty and three of them, and you lose your card.
Three of them in a year.
I don't know that they will do that, but I will add this, as I mentioned in hour number one. I think if you get two bad times, you're disqualified. I think you use it like
for the event,
from the event.
Yes.
It's like an unsportsmanlike penalty in football.
Yep.
If you get two of them in a game, you're disqualified, okay?
Yep.
So when you get two, you're out. If you get disqualified for three tournaments in a season, you lose your card. Now, I think why aren't we doing that?
You got to hit guys in the pocket.
Yeah.
You got to help them to understand that first, you're going to lose FedEx Cup points. Second of all, you're not going to be making the money on the PGA Tour, and your sponsor is going to be mad at you, extremely mad at you, when you get disqualified or when you lose your card for the year.
Yeah. And I do, by the way, I mentioned targeting in college football. I hate targeting. I hate the idea that you get disqualified immediately, but guess what, man? It all but stopped it.
Yes.
Because that's brutal.
Yep.
I hate it, but it's brutal.
Yep.
And so I think that's the only way you can do is just go straight up and hit them hard with it, right?
Yep.
But unlike my solution for targeting was, why don't you let a little bit of judgment in there, like in the NBA with a flagrant one or a flagrant two. That way you can at least massage it in situationally, right? If you're in the last group, I still want you to play fast, but I get it if there might be a situation where you need to take an extra 10 seconds or so. So maybe you don't get a DQ in that situation, but you get some sort of reprimand or penalty. All right, coming up next, Tom Jaronski will join us, tournament director for Jamaica Pro-Am, and then the caddy, and we'll get more of his thoughts on this slow play. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio again from the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational here in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Annie's Revenge. Check out JamaicaProAm.com for all of the details. And we're joined now by the tournament director, the guy that makes it all happen, the guy with the magic wand that somehow gets us all here and puts on a great time, Tom Chironsky with the Golf Connection. Tom, it's so good to be back with you, man. It's been too many years.
Way too many years, guys. So great to have you back in Jamaica. We had a good run on this going a while back, and then, you know, we both sort of went some other ways, but it's great to be reunited, and we're at it again.
So people, we've talked about this, people are like, well, you're going to Jamaica to play. Sometimes people can't even wrap their heads around, like, why? What are you doing going all the way to Jamaica to play golf? It sounds exotic, but what is it even about? When you're out there pitching it to clubs and stuff like that, why golf in Jamaica?
You know, I mean, there's such great golf in the Caribbean, right? I mean, from the Dominican Republic to Barbados to Jamaica, you know, great golf courses, right? And there's great golf courses all over the world. But what I find that really sets Jamaica apart is all the things that happen around the golf course, right? You know, we've all been to great places. You know, the golf course is memorable, right? But then you step off the golf course and the accommodation is kind of bland and the food is, you know, nothing special, right? You remember the golf, but that's about it. I think in Jamaica, it's 180 degrees the other way, right? The golf is great. It's fun, but it's so memorable and so experiential away from the golf course that's what I hear from all the attendees, right? It's just when they come down, how much fun they have from, you know, the time they wake up in the morning till the time they go to bed at night. And golf's only about a 5-hour portion of that.
Yeah. Do people actually go to bed at night? That's the question. So I don't know if some of them do.
Some more than others.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and along with that, okay, the people here in Jamaica and how you're treated and how gracious they are and the caddies, how gracious they are. It's a combined experience, like you said, with golf, mm-hmm. with the lodging, with the food, everything. But one of the things I really appreciate is how you're treated and by the people here, and they're so glad to have you here in their country.
100%. You know, I mean, really, if you look at the history of the Caribbean market from a travel perspective, Jamaica was one of the first islands in the Caribbean to really make tourism work as an economic driver. You know, we're going back to like the 50s. Kings and queens and presidents, you know, would come here. And there was a much heavier English, you know, colonial sort of connection. Jamaica, I think, only got their independence in the 70s, I want to say, from England. But there's been a long history of refined hospitality. And while it's been modernized today, I think that spirit and that genuine sense of, you know, it's good to see you. Thank you for coming. We want to make sure you're comfortable. Is present in everybody you run into, from a caddy to a cab driver to a cook. It's really something special.
Well, and they appreciate you being here. I mean, they want you here. They need you here. Tourism is a big part of it, right? I mean, life in Jamaica for a lot of the Jamaicans isn't, you know, what we experience on this side of the resort. And so they appreciate the opportunity to interact. They appreciate that you're here and helping to bolster the economy. It's a big part of it. So it's in everyone's best interest to, you know, put out that best foot forward, huh?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And I think, you know, Jamaica is sort of like a lot of countries is sort of going through a transition, coming out of COVID when a lot of U.S. resorts needed staffing and manpower. A lot of the trained, hospitality sector workers in Jamaica and the Caribbean went to the United States, emigrated, right, you know, for higher paying jobs and leveraged their experience. So now there's a whole new crop, a whole new generation of hospitality workers coming up in Jamaica, and they're eager and they're happy and you know, they're following in the footsteps of their mothers, their fathers, their aunts and their uncles. And it's pretty cool to see that taking root.
Tom Jaronski is the tournament director for Annie's Revenge, the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational here in Montego Bay, and, of course, his company, The Golf Connection, which puts it all together.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Golf Connection, what you do, not only with this event, but other events that you put on, and then also talk about the three golf courses that we play.
100%. Yeah, I mean, the Golf Connection, we started in 2008, as you guys know. We started out sort of as an event company, running pro-am golf tournaments, amateur golf tournaments in the U.S. and in the Caribbean. And, you know, we've evolved over the years to really become a multidimensional golf marketing company. Now we do a lot of golf travel, custom golf travel. We do a lot of representation, for people who want to sort of either sell to golfers or sort of create a profile in golf. Since COVID, our travel business has just taken off. I mean, and where we really create our mark is customization. You know, we're not big. We're a small company. But, you know, we don't ask people to buy stuff off the shelf. We ask them what they want, and we build it for them. And that's really, I mean, our referral business is really taken off because of that. And I think it's a byproduct of what we've done over the years with these tournaments, right? You know, we've seen firsthand what people want when they come on a golf experience, vacation, event, you know, travel destination program. So we sort of take those learnings and we sort of drop them into where people want to go. But to your point, though, or your question, I should say, Bob, about the golf courses, what's so cool about the golf courses here in Montego Bay, Rose Hall area, that we use for the Jamaica Pro-Am are so different. I mean, you couldn't have three golf courses more different. And in my book, that's the true mark of a great golf destination, right? You know, quality is going to be great at some places, not so great at others. You know, prices are high in one, they're more valuable in another, right? But if you don't have differentiation mm-hmm. between the golf courses, to me, that's the hallmark, right? And the three golf courses here, White Witch, Cinnamon Hill, and Half Moon, again, you know, you've got everything from mountain golf course to mountain / seaside golf course to traditional, you know, sort of sea level championship golf course, tree line fairways at Half Moon. And it really creates some different playing challenges for our participants, which is cool.
So let's talk about Cinnamon Hill. A couple of things, right? I mean, you're talking, you know, a Roger Moore, James Bond movie was filmed just behind one of the greens.
Ball, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a waterfall there. I mean, right. And, you know, and then you got Johnny Cash, you know, I mean, that had a house right there. I mean, so there's some...
Cinnamon Hill.
Yeah, there's some actual things here that might bring some people with points of interest, right?
Yeah, there's no question. And you know, you made the comment earlier about when we were talking about hospitality, the caddies, right? Some of the stories that I've heard from the Jamaican caddies who have been caddying at Cinnamon Hill and White Witch for 20, 30 years, you know, from the lore and the legend to just, you know, the people that have come through to, you know, different things that they've witnessed and seen. I mean, it's the stories are unbelievable, right? So, but it's a really cool golf course. And to your point, you know, it's been a backdrop for some pop culture, if you will. And then the White Witch, right? I mean, you know, could you have a golf course with more dramatic views? And we're so happy to have the White Witch back in our rotation this year. You know, it had unfortunately closed during COVID, as many golf courses did. Much more expensive to maintain than Cinnamon Hill, which is sort of sits lower, sort of down near the sea. But they've brought it back with a lot of tender love and care. It's almost to a really good spot. And it's going to help reinvigorate golf in Jamaica because, you know, when it opened in the early 2000s, it was the class of the Caribbean.
Yeah, no question about it. Tom, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to the rest of the weekend here. And again, people are going to be listening to the show. They'll be like, man, that sounds like something I want to be a part of. I know it's not too early to plan for next year. What's your recommendation? What's the best way to get involved?
Take a look at JamaicaProAm.com. All the information for this year's tournament is up there. We've got photo galleries from the last couple of years. Get a feel for the tournament. Listen to the show. If it's something that you're interested in, our web address is on the website, info@thegolfconnectionllc.com. Hit us up with an email. We'll get you set up for information for 2025 as soon as it becomes available, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, it's good times. Great job again. I mean, you run a first-class event. It's a great location, and we all enjoy being here. I know I can speak for our team and the ones that we've been around. People are just thrilled. They're having a great time. And, you know, here's something that's a secret sauce, and I know you know this, but you don't schedule us out the whole dang day, right? It's like go have fun. Everything while it's scheduled is first class, but then you're on your own. Go have a good time and enjoy this amazing resort. Sometimes it's exhausting when you do these events and they're planned, you know, sun up to sundown. So I think that's an underrated advantage to what you're doing here on the schedule is just some free time to enjoy this place.
Got to have some free time. You know, you come to a beautiful place like Jamaica, you know, you've got to have some time to relax and explore. So we're so glad to have you guys back. Thank you for coming, and can't wait to get into 25.
You got it. Tom Jaronski, Golf Connection Tournament Director here at the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational, JamaicaProAm.com. More of the show next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back, and thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks so much to Tom Jaronski with the Golf Connection and the tournament here, the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational, Annie's Revenge. I hope you enjoyed that, and it gets you a little excited about coming out. If you're not, obviously, if you're listening back home, you're probably not with us, and love to have you join us next November for what would be, I think, the 17th. Yep. Edition, which is going to be pretty exciting. So, yeah, we'll be back here. We're excited to be part of it, and we'll have a promo code that we'll introduce to you shortly as well that you can take advantage of as a Real Golf Radio listener. Been trying to chase down the caddy. I think he's got a little FOMO, Bob.
Really?
He's a little jealous that he didn't get invited. He's always invited.
Yes.
But I think he feels like we left him behind, so he's like, yeah.
Left him behind.
That's what he thinks. Look, caddies are very temperamental.
Yes, they are.
You got to be careful with caddies.
Yeah.
You notice that with our caddy out here, Melvin or Gervin, George, what's his name?
Garnett.
Oh, yeah. I decided to just make it a name or a game, I mean, with the caddy to just come up with any sort of like rhyming or sounding like or whatever name sort of popped in my head.
Right.
I don't know that he appreciated it, but and maybe that's why. I was just about to say he got very sensitive when we would, you know, for instance, just grab our own putter out of the bag
or
if we cleaned the golf ball without him cleaning the golf ball. And, you know, sometimes you just got to get in your own rhythm.
He quit riding on the back of our cart and went over to the other one.
Well, I think he's like, all right, I've worn these guys out. So, but no, look, 90% of the time, the Jamaican caddies are just,
they're awesome.
They're a blessing to your round.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're just really fun. But sometimes they're, it almost, this is what struggles sometimes with a caddy, is they want you to play the hole the way they want you to play it, which might not be exactly how you feel comfortable playing it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Or they'll say, hit it right here when you're putting it, and you'll hit it there, but you'll hit it with a lot more speed than they anticipated that you might hit it there, right? And then it looks, you look kind of ridiculous as it goes way past the hole on that line. And you're like, well, and they're like, well, I didn't think you were going to hit it that hard. And you're like, well, I didn't know how hard you want me to hit it. And anyway, so there's some of that going on. But nevertheless, we had a great time with Garnett. He's a good dude. And he's caddied for some professional players that play PGA Tour South. Not Australasia.
The South American.
The South America Tour.
Tour.
Part of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Latin America. That's what I was looking at. Latin America PGA Tour. But yeah, he's been around here a long time, and it's really fun to be out here playing. All right, so since the caddy's not here, I wanted to talk. We're going to talk slow play with him. So here's the question. First of all, I like what you contended in the beginning of this hour, that the assumption or presumption that if you change and limit the field size that you're going to address slow play is short-sighted, because you might actually be enabling the slow players to play to continue to play slow or slower without impacting things as much as they do when you have more players in the field. That's the first thing. So talk about that.
Well, you know, guys will expand to the amount of time that
they'll take what you give them. Is that what you're saying?
They'll take what you give them, and they'll adjust and expand to fill that time. Okay, so even if there's 100, right now we're cutting it down to 144, and that's only during the summer months when you have the most light. Then in the kind of shoulder sections, it's going to be 132, and then when it's lower, like FedEx Cup Fall and something, and some of the stuff on
early
the West Coast swing, then it's going to be 120 players.
So they're taking a dozen guys out each of those cuts.
Each of those cuts.
So you're talking about four groups of three.
Yep. Okay. So what that does then, and it's always been kind of like that on the PGA Tour. During the summers, it's 156 players, and then during those other times, it's 144. Well, they're making a big jump from the 144 down to 120. So now the guys will say, okay, well, there's less players, so we've got more time to get finished. Now we'll expand what we're able to do because there's more time, okay?
Because nothing still has been done.
That's
about
not the way to handle it.
Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely not the way to handle it. You've got to do something that's going to cause them to wake up and grab their attention and hit them in the pocketbook. Okay. And in doing so, then it makes everybody speed up so that they can get more guys to have an opportunity. Lucas Glover said it used to be that we focused on how many times a guy that's a rookie or a guy that just got his card or whatever, how many starts they would get. That's what they focused on, is how many starts they would get. Now everything on the PGA Tour is focused towards time.
Hmm.
That they don't have enough time. That, you know, we're not going to get done in time because we're on the clock. And, you know, LPGA Tour, they played last week. Nelly won.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie Hole said they played in 5 hours and 38 minutes. In the third or fourth round.
Let's hear her talk about that.
Oh, it's crazy. I said, I'm quite ruthless, but I said, listen, like, you know, if you get three bad timings, like every time is a two-shot penalty, if you have three of them, you lose your tour card instantly. Go back to key school, because I'm sure that would hurry a lot of people up and they wouldn't want to lose their tour card. So that would kind of kill the slow play, but they'd never do that.
How important of an issue is it, though, out here?
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I feel sorry for the fans, like how slow it is out there, because we were out there for, was it 5 hours and 40 minutes yesterday? Like, we're playing a four ball at home on a hard golf course, and we're rounding 3.5 hours, 4 hours. So it is pretty crazy.
Thank you.
That's Beth Ann Baldry that's interviewing Charlie Hole there.
Yeah.
So you heard her say, that's just like what you said there, Bob. 4 hours, 40 minutes.
She 5 hours from 40 minutes.
Sorry, 5 hours. But when she's back home, they're 3:40. 2 hour swing.
There's no reason whatsoever that guys should take, on the PGA Tour, playing threesomes, there's no reason whatsoever they should take longer than 5 hours to play.
Yeah, well,
longer than 4 hours and 30 minutes to play.
That's where I was hoping you were going to say 4.5 hours.
Yeah, no reason. Shouldn't happen.
I don't think you're playing threesomes on the PGA Tour in 340 like what she's playing a four ball back home.
No.
Because things change, right? Yeah, it's a hard golf course, but you're also like, oh, that's good, pick it up. Or even if you putt it out,
right,
you're not playing with the same implications, and you're not maybe not even the same courtesies that you have to give other pros in a tournament, right? Like, you know, marking, stepping in line, doing, you know, watching through lines, all that kind of stuff. For the most part, you can move a little bit quicker. Plus, you don't have to deal with ropes. You don't have to deal with volunteers, fans, all that kind
of
stuff.
How often does it slow things up when players call for a ruling?
And call for a ruling. That's another thing. You're just going to be like, what do you think here? Yeah, do it, drop it, move on.
Yeah.
So there are – let's give them some grace there. So if 340, which, by the way, a country club 18-hole round between 340 and 4 hours is expected.
Expected.
And routine.
Yep, okay? Standard.
Okay, so if that's that, let's take it up to a competition level.
And that's a foursome.
And that's a good point. That's a foursome. So now let's take it to a competition level. If you're going competition level, tour level type stuff, we go from 340, we give them, if we gave them an hour and we cut them down to threesomes?
Yeah.
That seems plenty, doesn't it?
Yeah, 4 to 4:30. Now, when you play major championships, the extremeness of the golf course is what causes play to be really, really slow.
But in majors, you're usually playing a twosome.
Yeah, well,
I guess not all the
threesomes
time
to start with, but you know, in U.S. Opens, it's pretty standard for, you know, five and a half, six, sometimes 6 hour rounds, depending on the severity of the golf course and what guys are having to deal with on a golf course. But
okay, let me stop you
day
there for
to
a second.
Day,
let's hold up there because I get what you're saying, and I'm thinking in my mind immediately. My mind comes to heavy rough.
Yep.
You know, and things like that. But look, you've got a million spotters out there.
Yes.
So they're not looking for their golf. In very rare cases,
no,
they do.
No, they're not
But
looking.
For the most time, they're not looking. So now they are coming. So even though it's more difficult and there's more on the line because of major championship implications, money, status, all that kind of stuff, you have a little flag in the ground and you get up there and, yeah, you know what? Oh, man, this is crappy.
Yeah.
I'm in heavy rough. I've got to shape this under a tree, over a bunker, and try to get it up somewhere near the green. Okay, that's more difficult, more extreme than what you'd have on a regular run-of-the-mill PGA Tour event. However, why does your decision-making have to be that much longer in the scenario? The shot's going to be more difficult, but why do you have to take that much more time? That's my question. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
don't know that. So, give them an extra 20 minutes. So, we're saying regular tour event, 4.5. Major championship, 450.
Right.
Give them an extra 20 minutes.
Right, right.
I mean, that's over a minute a hole extra that they can take. I mean, you're going to play 3 or 4 shots a hole. That's an extra, you know, 20 seconds, 15 to 20 seconds per shot. Because it's a major championship, that's enough. Stand over your golf ball for 20 seconds. Start a timer and just stand over it staring at your golf ball. Or stand behind it and put a timer. 20 seconds is a long time.
Right.
You don't need that long.
Right. And you know what you don't need also is you don't need the different, you don't need a warning. You need, you're on the clock. Next time, you're being penalized. Okay, Lucas Glover said, if I'm in a slow twosome and an official comes up and says, you guys are behind, this is not a warning. You all are on the clock, and if you get a bad time, that's a shot penalty. He said, guys would be running to their next shot. He said, but the PGA Tour does not enforce it. It does not enforce.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
First, it's a warning.
Yeah.
Then it's you're on the clock. Then it can be a one-shot penalty.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's a two-shot penalty. One of those steps needs to be taken out to begin with.
I'm laughing because you said that guys would be running. You're quoting Lucas Glover there. Guys do run. When do guys run?
They run when they're on the clock or they're behind.
No.
And they got to speed up.
No.
What?
Because you rarely see it. When do you see guys run? When do you literally see guys run
Never.
In professional golf? No, you do. When do you see them run? When do you see them tee off and run as fast as they can?
when they're in the first group and they want to get done in 2 hours.
Yes, that's one. That's one. They're playing by themselves.
Yes.
Okay, what's the second scenario?
Tell me.
It's getting dark.
Yes,
and
that's
they don't
right.
want to have
and
to come back finish. In the morning.
That's right.
Somebody is running to the, because as long as one of the balls is in the air before they blow the horn, they can have the option to finish.
Yep.
They hit it and they run, right?
Yep. That's correct.
So if they want, what I'm telling you is if they want to, they can.
Yes, they can do
and
it.
And guess what? They don't want to play fast because there's no implications. But having to come back at 6 in the morning to warm up for a 7 o'clock, you know, first
start.
Shot to play
yep.
3 shots and then have to go home for 6 hours until you come back. That's scenario.
Like Wesley Bryant did at Black Desert.
Exactly.
He comes back, his ball's on the green, he doesn't want to putt it, and he comes back the next day and makes it for eagle and makes it inside the cup
line. That was
line.
One he actually chose.
Yeah,
he had the
that's
option
what
to finish.
He chose to do.
But
he,
ideally, you would have made that in front of fans. And with PGA Tour is saying, wouldn't that be so much better to watch that with a full grandstands versus just a few people there clapping for him? I agree.
But cutting down the field is not going to make that happen. You got to hit guys with, like I said, penalty shots and in the pocketbook and FedEx Cup points.
So Charlie Hole says you get 3 bad times. All of them resulted in 2-shot penalties. And on the third one, you lose your tour card.
For the year.
And she said they'll never do it. That's extreme. Yeah, I agree with that part of it. But I think she's on to something.
Yes.
And my proposition, as I pointed out earlier, why not give them 2 and then you're disqualified? 2 times in an event, if you're going to get a shot penalty or a 2-shot penalty, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You get penalized, and on the second one, you are disqualified.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be, that's pretty dang.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's going to be, there's certainly times where people get picked on that others don't. You know, you think about that Guam kid or whatever in the Masters, the 17-year-old that everyone was getting upset. He got penalized, but he still made the cut on the number, all that kind of stuff. There are certain scenarios where people will bring up and say, that could be... subjective.
Yes.
Well, at some, maybe, occasionally it could be subjective, but if you're perpetually slow, it's not.
It's not just a matter of how long you take to hit a shot. It's a matter of getting out of position on the golf course where you should be, behind the group in front of you, where you should be, and keeping your position in, with the group in back of you.
Yeah.
Okay, and it all relates to your shots and times of your shots and that kind of thing. But you could still be in position, and if the group in front of you is slow, then you're not slow because that's the group that's causing the problem.
Yeah, and you've got to get on it earlier. It just backs up the whole
day.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just think there's some solutions. Okay, Nelly also addressed this. I wanted to throw this out there. They said, well, what can you do? And she said that she just is always getting her mental, like a lot, let's say you're waiting for the green to clear and you've got somebody behind you. So it's not, you're going to be your turn
right.
anyway. While she's there, she goes, I go through everything mentally to get ready for my shot before it's even my turn.
Yeah.
So that when it's my turn, I can take a moment to focus in, step up, execute.
Correct.
And I think, and her contention is that too many players take too long to start their process.
Well, they're like brain dead while they're standing there. Oh, they're just looking and going, oh, it's his shot, da 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 da, looking at blah, 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 blah. You know, the caddy, the caddy's not even helping them. They got to get in the mindset to go quicker.
Yeah.
And to play quicker.
You can have all of your thought process done, and then when it's time to go, you could quickly go through it again. Okay, so we got 176 front, it's 185 flag, it's just a little upwind. We decided we like the 6-iron. Okay, boom, pull it and hit, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You can reiterate it, but you've already gone through it, so you're just confirming it. Nothing's changed. Wind didn't shift.
No.
We go.
Yep.
So
I agree.
Yeah. I like, well, it's interesting, right? So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, the PGA Tour is getting more elite. It's getting smaller in field size. It's getting smaller in full card size. And it's getting tougher to get in. We're going
taking some jobs away from guys on the tour.
It is. And I just don't know if you're going to see
these players play more often, I wonder if you're going to be lacking field size, and so you're going to be a lot of conditional players are going to play more often than what they used to. Thanks again for everybody here at the Jamaica Pro-Am Invitational. Tom Dronsky, Jose Miraflor with Cobra Puma Golf, Donnie Dawson with Jamaica. Sorry we missed the caddy. We'll get him on next time. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. So long from Jamaica.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.